Mr. President of the General Assembly, Mr. Secretary General, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. When I heard the Security Council's decision to recommend me to the General Assembly, my feelings could be described by just two words: gratitude and humility. And it is with the same gratitude and humility that I stand before you today, now joined by a profound sense of responsibility. I am grateful, first of all, to the General Assembly and the Security Council for entrusting me with the position of Secretary General of the United Nations in a remarkable demonstration of consensus and unity. And I'm also grateful for the transparency and openness of the selection process and to the many competent, thoughtful, and dedicated candidates who came forward. I believe this process means that the true winner today is the credibility of the UN. And it also made very clear to me that as Secretary General, having been chosen by all member states, I must be at the service of them all equally and with no agenda but the one enshrined in the UN Charter. I want to express my deep gratitude for the generous and kind words of the speakers that preceded me. But I must say that I am fully aware of the challenges the UN faces and the limitations surrounding the Secretary General. The dramatic problems of today's complex world can only inspire a humble approach, one in which the Secretary General alone neither has all the answers nor seeks to impose his views, one in which the Secretary General makes his good offices available, working as a convener, a mediator, a bridge builder, and an honest broker to help find the solutions that benefit everyone involved. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, over the last 10 years, I have witnessed firsthand the suffering of the most vulnerable people on Earth. I have visited war zones and refugee camps where one might legitimately ask, what has happened to the dignity and worth of the human person? The dignity and worth of the human person referred in our Charter. What has made us immune to the plight of those most socially and economically underprivileged? And all this makes me feel the acute responsibility to make human dignity the core of my work, and I trust the core of our common work. And this also underscores the importance of gender equality. I have long been aware of the hurdles women face in society, in the family, and in the workplace just because of their gender. I have witnessed the violence they are subject to during conflict or while fleeing it just because they are women. And I have tried to address this through every public office I have ever held. And the protection and empowerment of women and gender parity in the organization are and will continue to be a priority commitment to me. I have faith in the United Nations. I have faith in the United Nations, a reform-minded United Nations, because I believe in the universal values it stands for: peace, justice, human dignity, tolerance, and solidarity. Based on these values, I believe that diversity in all its forms is a tremendous asset, not a threat, and that in societies that are more and more multi-ethnic, multicultural, and multi-religious, diversity can bring us together, not drive us apart. We must make sure that we are able to break this alliance between all those terrorist groups or violent extremists on one side and the expressions of populism and xenophobia on the other side. These two reinforce each other, and we must be able to fight both of them with determination. Monsieur le Président, Monsieur le Secrétaire Général, Excellences, Mesdames et Messieurs, sans paix, la vie est vidée de tout son sens. Sans paix, on ne peut garantir le développement durable et le respect des droits de l'homme qui sous-tendent à leur tour l'enracinement de la paix. Mais la paix est aujourd'hui et malheureusement la grande absente dans notre monde. De par sa vocation mondiale et les principes consacrés dans sa charte, l'Organisation des Nations Unies a le devoir moral et le droit universel de mettre en œuvre comme priorité majeure la diplomatie pour la paix. Une diplomatie capable de faire valoir la diversité et le caractère représentatif de l'ONU. Une diplomatie qui lui permette de s'ériger en forum de dialogue, en espace public universel pour apprendre à travailler ensemble, pour mieux nous connaître et mieux écouter l'autre. Une diplomatie capable d'apaiser les tensions et de faire émerger des solutions pacifiques aux conflits qui empêchent tant d'êtres humains d'avoir une vie digne de ce nom. Quand j'étudiais histoire au lycée, et ce avec passion, je dois le dire, presque toutes les guerres se terminaient avec des vainqueurs. Mais les conflits actuels ne connaissent que des perdants. Les guerres semblent interminables, deviennent de plus en plus complexes et entreliées, et alimentent la haine et le terrorisme. En même temps, la souffrance qu'elles causent devient moralement insupportable et la sécurité est partout menacée. Il est de notre responsabilité collective de mettre fin à cet état de choses. Je suis bien conscient qu'il y a parmi nous des visions différentes et des intérêts légitimes, parfois divergents, qui créent des divisions et rendent difficile l'unité de notre action pour la paix. Mais les menaces qui pèsent sur notre sécurité collective, sur la nature même de nos sociétés et la survie de la planète telle que nous la connaissons sont telles que notre intérêt commun doit s'imposer contre tout ce qui nous divise. Unissons-nous pour la paix. Voilà la demande la plus pressante des citoyens du monde que nous sommes là pour servir. Me gustaría dejar una palabra de reconocimiento a los incansables soldados de la paz que defienden los principios de Naciones Unidas lejos de sus casas, pero también dejar aquí un llamamiento al apoyo de todos los Estados miembros y de todas las estructuras de la organización. No permitamos que comportamientos repugnantes dañen el heroísmo al servicio de Naciones Unidas. Es en Naciones Unidas, bajo su bandera azul, que el mundo puede encontrarse y construir la paz con determinación, creatividad, solidaridad y compasión. Allow me, before finishing, to salute the Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. I had the honor of working. I had the honor of working with you, sir, through many years, and witnessed your unfailing dedication to the cause of international public service. I will do my utmost to honor your legacy. What you have achieved, namely in relation to the Agenda 2030 and to the agreement on climate change, is absolutely remarkable, and I will do my best to support the efforts necessary to fully implement everything that has been achieved until now, thanks to your guidance and your leadership. I also want to express my admiration for the dedication and commitment of the UN staff. Having been myself a staff member for more than a decade, I'm thrilled with the prospect of becoming a colleague once again. Excellences, Mesdames et Messieurs, le rêve des fondateurs des Nations Unies reste à accomplir. Beaucoup a été fait, mais le chemin est encore long. Nous devons le parcourir ensemble, nous les peuples, dans nos multiples rôles, parce que l'horizon est tangible, le bien-être de l'humanité. Je vous remercie. Muito obrigado.